This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Everything that you've seen about guns in Hollywood movies is completely false. In reality, guns are a lot louder than what they appear like on TV or in the movies, but they're a lot less powerful than how they're depicted in the movies. For example, if you shoot somebody with a gun, they don't go flying back 10 feet out a window. You know, it doesn't blast somebody across the floor. If it did, obviously it would blast you across the floor for firing the gun because of, you know, Newtonian laws of motion, equal and opposite reaction, conservation of momentum. So clearly you can't just stand there and casually shoot a gun and then the other guy gets blasted across the floor. And besides, a lot of bullets go through people, which means the kinetic energy is not imparted to their entire body mass anyway. It just blasts a hole in them. They don't go flying back 10 feet or 20 feet or whatever is depicted in the movies. They just slump and bleed. That's really how it happens in the real world. Now, guns are also a whole lot louder than how they're depicted in the movies. And the reason I'm covering all of this, and by the way, thank you for joining me here for the Health Ranger Report podcast, is because gun sales are through the roof. More people are arming up now than ever before in the history of this country. And so we got a lot of new people who are new to firearms, and they're buying guns for all the right reasons. They want to be safe. They see the world is more chaotic. They see things are more dangerous. They see people getting assaulted by crazed left-wing mobs, you know, on the streets of cities and so on. They see the murder rate in Chicago. And just across the board, people are buying more firearms for self-defense, and they want to be responsible gun owners, and they want to have safety in place around firearms. But sadly, a lot of what they're shown in the movies is so utterly false that it's people have all the wrong ideas about guns. And so that's why I wanted to cover some of this. But back to the sound factor of guns, they are way louder than how they're depicted in the movies. I've seen movies where people are firing off handguns like a couple of buddy cops, and they're talking to each other while they're shooting, as if their voices could be louder than the guns shooting. Reality is nothing like that. Nothing like that. In truth, the guns are so loud that you would not be able to even hear each other, probably, and you wouldn't be able to talk over each other in a casual voice. You would have to be screaming at each other, and both of your ears would be ringing. You know, you would have a hard time communicating. Now, and that's just handguns. Now, if you're shooting rifles, it can be even worse depending on the caliber of the rifle, but even just straight up AR battle rifle or an AK rifle, which has a little bit more powder behind it typically, those can be incredibly loud. So if you start shooting guns, oh, and don't even think about shooting a handgun in a hallway or in a room or in a vehicle or a tunnel somewhere like a pedestrian walkway under an intersection. If you shoot a gun inside that, you're going to be deaf. I'm serious. You'll probably blast your eardrums to oblivion, and you might be permanently deafened from just one gunshot in a tunnel like that. Just one. If you shoot off a firearm in a vehicle, you might go deaf from just a single shot. If you shoot a gun in your home, you can go deaf from a single shot. And it's never depicted this way in the movies. Now, something else that I want to show you is, or describe to you, is long-range target shooting using sniper reticles. Now, in the movies, it's always depicted as, oh, you just line up the crosshairs over your target, and you just pull the trigger, and it hits. Oh, my God. And to a lot of people who don't know anything about guns, that looks really easy. And you have a lot of leftists, especially, who think that All they got to do is buy a sniper rifle, point it at somebody, line up the crosshairs, pull the trigger, and they have a hit. And the reason they think that is because they did that on Call of Duty on their Xbox. Yeah, they were kicking ass in the sniper category on their PC game or their console game, so they think they're good snipers. Well, in reality, the crosshairs almost never line up on your target. You're using typically like a mil dot reticle, and you have to hold the rifle higher so that you account for the distance and the spin drift and, you know, the bullet drop and everything else, even atmospheric conditions, humidity, all these things, temperature. You have to account for all of these things, and so you have a hold. So if you're shooting, let's say you're shooting a .338 Lapua at, I don't know, 450 yards, which is considered a very, very close shot for that round, .338 Lapua, Magnum, of course, your hold in a rifle might only be something like, I don't know, 1.4 mils, let's say. 1.4 mils. I'm just guessing. I don't know if that's what it is. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's like 4 mils. But it's something like that. And so you're just holding that in your scope, which means your crosshairs are high. Your crosshairs are above your target. And you're, in fact, lining up the 4 mil dot line in your scope on that target. And then you're squeezing off the trigger and hitting your target. So don't think that, like, long-range shooting, I guess my message is long-range shooting is much more difficult than people think, which is why most people cannot hit anything beyond 300 yards. Most people, and this includes even a lot of, like, Texan people who maybe own AR-15s and own guns and everything, they would have a hard time hitting things beyond 300 yards unless they are a hunter. Now, hunters very frequently will hit targets at 400, 600, sometimes even 800 yards. I mean, a few will hit them even farther out, 1,000 yards. But that's pretty rare. Most hunters will hit targets inside 400 yards. But even 400 yards is much farther than what most average people could possibly hit because they don't understand the bullet drop. Again, like, left-wing people who are unfamiliar with firearms tend to think, oh, you just line up the crosshairs and pull the trigger and it hits no matter what the distance. No, it would if it were a laser rifle, but it's not Star Wars. We don't have laser rifles. The bullets that we have are affected by gravity, which means they drop. And the velocity is affected by wind friction and the ballistics coefficient. So the velocity gets reduced as the bullet is traveling through the air, and gravity is pulling on it at 9.8 meters per second per second. As a result, the bullet drop is a parabolic curve. So of course you can't just line up the crosshairs and hit your target. It doesn't work that way. Now, the reason I mention all of this is because I want you to be, if you choose to own a firearm in the interests of self-defense or community defense or even national defense, I want you to have a realistic understanding of what you're getting into and how these things work. If you're going to consistently hit targets at any range, including 10 feet away with a pistol, you're going to need to practice. And you're going to need to practice through adverse conditions, which means you need to practice when it's cold outside, like your fingers feel numb, cold. You're going to need to practice when it's raining outside because you need to practice when your hands are wet. You're going to need to practice in the dark because I think about 70% of home break-ins occur after dark. And most gunfights that the police are involved in happen after dark. So how are you going to shoot something after dark if you can't see your target and you can't see your gun sights? How are you going to hit anything? The answer is you're not. Unless you train in the dark, you're not going to be able to hit anything in the dark. Do you know how to hold a flashlight with a proper grip underneath a pistol? Do you have a tactical light attached to your pistol? Do you know how to use that? Are the batteries fresh? Do you have maybe tritium glow sights on your pistol that you can see at night? You know, these are things to think about. Because the typical person, you know, they buy a gun and they put it in a closet and they think they're safe. And, oh, I have a gun. They think that's it. Someone comes in the house, they think they're going to run in there. They're going to grab the gun. I guess then they're going to load the magazine, rack the slide, take the thumb safety off, and then shoot the bad guy. Well, you're not going to have time to do all that stuff. If it's not loaded and chambered and off the thumb safety, if you even have a thumb safety, which I shoot Glocks, so I don't even have thumb safeties. That's BS as far as I'm concerned. But if you have a pistol with a thumb safety, do you remember under pressure which position is on or off or how you left it? You're not going to have time to do all that crazy mechanical screwing around with your pistol. If you're going to use a pistol for home defense, you need to know what you're doing right away. You need to have it ready to go. And you need to be able to see and shoot people in the dark if that's what's happening. They're breaking into your home late at night. Let's say they're trying to steal from you or rape you or murder you or whatever. Loot your house. Can you shoot somebody who's looting your house? Absolutely you can, under most state law. Probably, it seems like under every state law, somebody breaks into your house, you have the legal right to shoot them. But check your local laws, since I'm not a self-defense attorney, obviously. But I can tell you in Texas, you most definitely have the right to shoot. Even if the person doesn't have a weapon. If they break into your home, coming in there to steal or loot or whatever, they don't even have to have a weapon. You can shoot them under Texas state law. Because that's a felony crime, by the way. You can use a firearm to stop any felony crime in the state of Texas. That's part of Texas state law. If there's a guy that breaks into your neighbor's house and steals a giant plasma screen and starts walking out of your neighbor's house, under Texas state law, you have the legal right to shoot them from your own house. Just FYI, I'm not saying you should. You should probably just instead, call the sheriff or whatever. But I'm just saying that under state law, you are protected from. Doesn't mean you're not going to get sued in the civil courts, though. If you shoot and kill that person, their family will probably sue you in the civil court system anyway. So that's hold your fire if you can, right? I mean, use it as a last resort only to defend your life or your family or perhaps your own property. But in any case, back to the point at hand, check your local laws before you start opening fire on people. And don't look for opportunities to shoot at people. It's a, that's a bad situation. You should really only invoke this as a last-ditch self-defense mechanism. That's my theory on it. Anyway, all right, moving forward on this topic. Now, other things that you don't know about guns are that shotguns are incredibly difficult to reload in the middle of a gunfight. Most people can't reload them very well at all. So shotguns are often used as the first line of defense in like a home invasion situation. You might have a shotgun. Let's say it's got 5 or 6 rounds in it, which is very typical for a pump action shotgun. So someone breaks into your home or several people break in. Maybe you got a bunch of meth head tweakers coming in to see what they can barter for more meth. And you decide to unload on them for whatever reason. Maybe they have a knife or a gun or something. You would typically unload your shotgun on them and then you would toss that to the ground and grab your pistol or your rifle. Why? Because you can't really reliably reload a shotgun in any meaningful time period. It's too difficult. Unless you have practiced many, many, many shotgun reloads under stress, you're not going to be able to do it. Now, some people are very good at reloading shotguns, round by round, because they've done it thousands of times. And I've practiced some of it. I'm pretty good at physical skills, so I picked it up pretty quickly, but I'm nowhere near proficient enough to just sit there under fire to try to reload a shotgun. I would set it down and grab something else. So keep that in mind. A shotgun is not a rapid reloading weapon. It's very difficult to reload, and this is true in the dark, even more so. So watch out for that. I mean, think about it, like an AR-15, you can have a 30-round magazine. And if you shoot all 30 rounds in your home, by the way, which we'll talk about potential problems with that, you can just eject that magazine, slap in another mag, you got another 30 rounds ready to go. Or a pistol, you might have a 15-round mag in your Glock, and that runs out, just grab another 15-round mag, pop it in, boom, 2 seconds, you're ready to go with another 15 rounds. But shotguns don't work that way. Not the same deal. Or at least most shotguns are not like magazine-fed autoloaders. There are some exotic sort of Russian-made shotguns that do have that capability, but that's not what most people have. And there are some problems with those as well. But back to the AR in your home, if you're unloading like 30 rounds of 223 ammo, or what's actually called 5.56 in mil-spec terms, ammunition, if you're shooting that around your home, you need to be aware of course, over-penetration problems. Because if you live in a neighborhood and, you know, your walls are made of drywall and maybe some 2x4s, and that's about it, AR-15 rounds can go right through your house and through your neighbor's house and through your neighbor. You could end up killing innocent people. So you do not want that over-penetration problem with an AR-15. And it's ammo, which is exactly why a lot of people have shotguns for home defense. Because shotguns typically do not have that much penetration. The shot shells carry small pieces of shot that are like BBs, you know, depending on the shot shell grade and number, the ammo number. So double-aught shot will penetrate more versus like a number 7 birdshot, which won't penetrate at all. It might not even go through much drywall. So shotguns are great for home defense because they don't penetrate walls and go very far. And besides, how far do you need to aim and shoot in your house anyway? 20 feet? You know, you don't need an AR-15, which has a 300-yard range, to shoot somebody invading your home who's 20 feet away. That's the ideal use of a shotgun. So use the proper weapons for the proper things. Now, if you're in a farmhouse and you live on 200 acres and there's nobody around for, you know, half a mile or whatever, and you got a gang trying to come rob you, then yeah, AR-15, you know, with a thermal scope and a pair of night vision goggles with your PVS-14 or whatever. If that's what you need to do, you know, rifle's great for that. You can hit people at range if you feel like you're being attacked by an armed gang coming for you. Maybe this is like a Mad Max scenario. Maybe everything's already hit the fan. You're in trouble. They're attacking you. Maybe they've already shot at you. You need to take out 10, 20 people because they're trying to come in and, you know, loot your place and steal your stuff and kill you. Then you need an AR-15 and a lot of mags to get that job done, probably. And that's a great use of the AR-15 in that scenario, which is why you should always have a battle rifle if it's legal to own in your area. You know, it's great to have a pistol, but pistols suck at battles. I mean, that's why soldiers don't run into battles just holding pistols. They carry rifles. There's a reason for that, because rifles have range and accuracy. They deliver more kinetic force at a longer range than a pistol, obviously. Pistols are just backup weapons to get to your rifle. So just because you own a pistol doesn't mean that you can defend yourself against some invading gang. You know, a pistol might allow you to defend yourself from your bed. You know, maybe you have a pistol on the cabinet next to your bed. You know, the pistol might let you get off a few shots so the bad guys duck for cover while you grab your rifle or your shotgun or whatever. That's the goal of a pistol. Just give you time to get to your real weapon. That's it. That's the primary purpose. So you should have a battle rifle. And I've mentioned this before. The brand that I recommend is Patriot Ordnance Firearms. Wait a minute. They changed their name to Patriot Ordnance Factory, I believe. Anyway, here's the URL. POF-USA.com. POF, F as in firearms, -USA.com. Go to Patriot Ordnance Firearms. And if you don't own a battle rifle and you want something simple, light, reliable, and affordable, get their, I think it's called the Renegade Plus. And it's a direct impingement rifle. So it has fewer complex parts. Doesn't have a gas piston. And they're very reliable. I own one of those. It's a great little rifle. I mean, shoots all, you know, 223 ammo all day long. Runs very well. It's got a great trigger on it. A fantastic trigger, I should say. I mean, really a good trigger. It's just an all-out fantastic rifle. I think they run maybe a little under $1,500 or something like that. So if you don't have a battle rifle yet and it's legal to own in your area, get one. Learn how to use it. Take some courses, safety courses, competency courses. You should, with a little bit of training, you should be able to easily hit targets with iron sights at 100 yards And with an optic, maybe like a 4x optic, you should be able to easily hit targets at 400 yards, or I'm sorry, 300 yards with an AR-15. And some of us will push those rounds out to like 400 or 500 yards without any problem. And I don't know what the transonic range is on a typical, like a 62 grain 223 round, but probably beyond 600 yards, you're not going to get any real accuracy. So if you plan on shooting beyond 600 yards, you're going to need like a 308 round or a 7.62x51 or what we call the commie rounds, a 7.62x39, which is what the AK fires. But typical AKs don't have much accuracy anyway. So you're better off to go to a 308 at that point. In any case, check out my website, gear.news. And I've got another one called guns.news. If you want to learn about firearms for self-defense, for community defense, and even for national defense, I want you to be safe. I want you to be informed. If you own a firearm, I want you to know how to use it safely. And I want you to make good decisions about what is practical for your particular circumstances. I also don't want you to accidentally shoot somebody, you know, across the street in your neighbor's house. So you need to really understand the ballistics and the physics behind using firearms for all these purposes. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And check out my website, newstarget.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.